T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. There have been many calls for more cops in the subway, and now they are there. But the violent crime is still there, too, as Glenn Shuck reports from Columbus Circle this morning. Glenn?
NYPD officers making their presence known here at Columbus Circle throughout the day yesterday. Department Inspector Stephen Hill with the NYPD Transit Division spoke with Channel 7.
When people get on the subway, they're going to see a cop at almost every station.
The part of the plan apparently is to have dozens of recent police graduates from the academy come out to these subway platforms in cars. NYC Transit President Sarah Feinberg reacting to that.
I ride the system a lot and I've never seen one, but I believe them when they say they're out there doing it.
I spoke up with these commuters as they were heading into work this morning.
Came down from 110th Street on his homeless people sleeping on him.
It has its really bad days. It really does. It's for what we pay.
Some of the violence from recent days, a subway conductor headed from his shift to home early Monday morning says a rider threatened him with a box cutter and then spat on him on the 7 train in Queens. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at the Columbus Circle Station.
It's not often you get a car crash and an assault and a robbery all at one location at one time, but this is New York, and anything can happen in a New York minute, as John Montone is here to attest this morning. John?
Lee, exhibiting a severe lack of impulse control, the driver of a Honda Accord, which was grazed by a Nissan Sentra Saturday night in Jackson Heights, got out of his car and screamed at a father and son, "I'm gonna mess you up.
Go in your pocket, start digging. I need money right now, bro."
Surveillance video shows the suspect pummeling the son and cold cocking the father. 53-year-old Mohi Ahmed tells CBS 2 News,
"It was really painful. No parent needs to watch, you know, the way this guy beat on my son."
The suspect then ripped off the father and son's wallets and phones, got into his Honda, hit the gas, and drove off in reverse. John Montone, 1010 Winds News.
Three teenagers stole a Chevy Malibu last night and blew through a red light in East New York, slamming into a cop car and several other vehicles, including a box truck. The teenagers are all hospitalized, one's in critical condition. Two police officers were taken to a hospital to be checked out. Cops arrested 40-year-old Tyreek Martin for hitting a 2-year-old girl in the face with a suitcase on the Bowery the other night. It was not the first time he's been arrested. There have been at least 69 prior occasions. The girl's mom told Channel 7 Martin was barefoot and ranting incoherently.
"I think it was by accident, but actually I don't think he realized what he did. I don't think he has mental condition to realize what he was doing."
She says her family spent a year in Brazil riding out the pandemic, and she doesn't recognize the city she returned to.
"I'm very traumatized. I don't know how I'll go walk in the streets with her again."
Martin is undergoing psychiatric evaluation at Bellevue. Some kids in the 12 to 15 year age bracket are now getting the Pfizer shot, but not all parents are in a hurry to get their kids vaccinated, as Peter King reports.
Hallie Kassan of Port Washington, New York, says getting your kids vaccinated will make their school lives a lot easier.
"I also think it'll improve the quality of our life as a family."
But many parents are reluctant to do that. Great Neck, New York, Dr. Stephen Fried says he's had to sell the idea to patients for themselves and for their kids.
"It is safe and effective. effective and a good idea to vaccinate.
Freed says one of his biggest selling points is that getting COVID is much worse than any possible side effects from the vaccine.
But a COVID shot will not be required for students to attend school in New York City. The mayor clarified that yesterday.
Talked about it with the health team. We just don't think it's the right way to go at this moment. I mean, we'll watch. Always, we'll always be led by the data and the science.
Which he says means that could change. Vaccinations will be required for students attending on-site classes at SUNY and CUNY campuses beginning in September. New York City tourism has a long way to go before it returns to pre-pandemic levels, but Christopher Haywood of NYC & Company, the city's tourism arm, says things are trending in the right direction.
Hotels coming back, attractions reopening, the cultural calendar getting packed. So it's really signaling the start of a comeback.
78 new hotels are supposed to open in the city this year, according to the Wall Street Journal. One of the largest will be an Arlo Hotel in Hudson Yards with nearly 500 rooms. At last check, though, about half the hotels in the city were still closed, and at least six had closed permanently.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.